first time certain issue. And colleagues, just a little bit of housekeeping. We're going to read 583 and 584 together. And since the budget staff is here, we'll also move 603 after those two items. So, Carla, if you could read 583 and 584 together first, please.
583, adopt the supplemental budget for the fiscal year 2018-19 over expenditure process and make budget adjustments in various funds. 584, authorize temporary operating loans between various funds to fund interim funding to cover lags in federal, state, and other grant reimbursements and other negative cash and fund balances.
Very good. Colleagues, before us we have what's called the Over Expenditure Ordinance, also known as the OEO. The OEO is very narrowly
called the OEO.
The OEO. Anyway, that's as fun as we're going to have here. It's very narrowly focused. I was like, who's going to follow that act? And of course, it's me. And of course, I'm talking about the budget. It's very narrowly focused on preventing over expenditure at the Bureau fund or appropriation level. As usual, there is also companion resolution authorizing a temporary operating loan to prevent temporary negative cash balances at the end of the fiscal year. I don't even think I could improve this if I sing it. There are a few other adjustments that interim director Dr. Kennard will walk us through, as well as relating to truing up the general fund carryover costs between our fiscal years. The proposed over expenditure ordinance allocates funding in the general fund policy set aside for the city attorney's office to request next fiscal year for settling claims related to last March's water main break. This morning, interim Budget Director Kennard will walk us through the current ordinance and the resolution. We'll then hear and second any amendments to both of those items. After that, we'll provide opportunity for public testimony on the OEO before taking a vote. So now I'll turn this over to Interim Director Kennard to review the Over Expenditure Ordinance, the OEO.
Thank you, Mayor, and good morning, Mayor, members of Council. You can turn the OEO into a bit of a song, but I won't do that in front of you today.
Oh, come on.
Maybe next time. My name is Jessica Kennard, the Interim City Budget Director. I'm here with Jane Marie Ford, our Budget Monitoring Process Coordinator. Today, as the Mayor mentioned, there are two items that are part of the final budget monitoring process of the year, the Overexpenditure Ordinance, which includes a number of primarily technical adjustments, and also a loan resolution that prevents us from ending with a negative ending balance in our grants funds. I'll briefly walk you through some of the highlights in the overexpenditure ordinance, and I know you have a packed agenda, so I'll be brief, but please feel free to interrupt with any questions if you have them. So in total, the OEO reduces the city's current appropriation by $19.8 million. This is primarily based on technical adjustments related to debt service reserves for urban renewal areas, so they're moving debt service reserves into ending fund balance, which is a technical adjustment. The key general fund changes is, as the mayor mentioned, there's one request for new general fund resources from contingency. This request allocates $250,000 to a policy set-aside account for the city's attorney's office to request resources for settling claims related to the March 2019 water main break. Approving this request would leave $750,000 in the current year unrestricted general fund contingency. There are also two program carryover requests and special appropriations for grant funding that have been awarded, but they will not be spent or encumbered before the end of the fiscal year. This includes $150,000 carryover for East Portland Action Plan grants and just under $240,000 in special appropriations competitive grant pools. So again, these are funds we're awarded. They just won't be spent, and so we're carrying them over to the next fiscal year. There are two requests to reappropriate general fund resources back to this fiscal year that were initially carried over through the spring bump. The bureaus have now realized the resources are actually needed this fiscal year. We talked about these last week as part of some of the amendments to the adopted budget, and this includes $55,000 for the Office of Community Technology based on updated projections from mid-year transfer and reorganization, so things related to sort of their organizational transfer. They've realized they need that money this year instead of next year. And then $50,000 in the Portland Housing Bureau for a rental services contract. Again, the contractor has realized they will be able to spend that money this year, so we're just moving it back into this year. Finally, there are two requested transfers from the Portland Parks and Recreation General Fund budget to other parks funds. This includes a transfer of $60,000 to the Parks Memorial Fund to set aside resources for the scholarship program, and a transfer of $258,000 to the Parks Capital Improvement Fund to set aside resources that were appropriated for the East Bank Esplanade Capital Project. There are a couple of non-general fund items that I want to highlight. So the Office of Management and Finance is appropriating $17.3 million in contingency in the Facility Services Operating Fund based upon faster than anticipated capital expenditures in the Portland building. So that's because we're moving more quickly than anticipated with the Portland Building Reconstruction Project. And then Parks is making adjustments in its enterprise funds, which is to increase the revenue projections in the golf fund by $200,000 and also make some adjustments to reflect lower than anticipated revenues in the International Raceway Fund. Those are the highlights of the OEO. The second item in front of you is a loan resolution. Again, this is a technical resolution that we bring forward every year just to make sure when we send our in our grants fund, we actually expend before we receive the reimbursement from the federal or the state governments. So if we don't do this loan, we end the year with a negative balance. And so this is to sort of take care of that. It's a one-day loan that we process every year. So I'm happy to take any questions, and we will now move, the mayor may move to amendments if there are any.
So I have a question either to you, Jessica, or to Commissioner Fritz. I fully support the use of funds to settle the water main break claims, but I guess my question is, why isn't the Water Bureau taking that out of its own resources? Why are we taking it out of a general fund contingency?
So, in my understanding, I spoke with CFO Cooperman yesterday about this, and I believe that the general fund was determined as the most appropriate source because we're not actually accepting liability for these claims. Otherwise, it could be conceived as a risk management type of expenditure, but it's an action that the council is taking as a choice to essentially alleviate some of the burden from these property owners, but we are not accepting any liability associated with the property damage. And so the general fund contingency is what has been perceived to be the appropriate source.
I guess I'm still confused. We make judgments about liability all the time and overrule risk management. So why does a definitive ruling on liability dictate whether it's general fund or Water Bureau funds?
So the question
wouldn't happen without there being a water main break.
Yeah.
It then resulted in flooding. So it's all related to the Water Bureau. Why not just use Water Bureau funds rather than general funds?
So if I might,
Commissioner Fritz.
On the advice of the city attorney, in relation to a previous lawsuit on appropriate use of water funds, it was just felt that this would get the money to the people who need it as quickly as possible. And I'm certainly open, Commissioner. We're going to have that discussion later today. The ordinance is on the council's agenda, and so we can have that discussion later if you'd like.
Well, if the city attorney has a strong view and the budget office has a strong view, that I suppose that's good enough for me. I hope we don't start taking just the most conservative approach because of the lawsuit. And sort of default to the general fund. I, having been intimately involved with that lawsuit, I could make a very convincing argument that this is an appropriate expenditure of the Water Bureau, because but for the water main break, this damage wouldn't have occurred. So I'm pleased that we're settling up the claims. I'm just still not persuaded that it has to be general fund resources, but.
It looks like Robert Taylor is here to shed some light on this issue.
Yes, Robert Taylor, Chief Deputy City Attorney. Can you restate the question so I understand what's being asked?
Well, the budget director has walked us through the changes. One of them is that we'll be settling some claims of property owners who are impacted by water main break. I support that. The question is, why are we taking it out of general fund contingency rather than out of the utilities resources?
That's a very good question, Commissioner, and there's another ordinance coming up later today on the process for settling those claims. It's item 599. So there was some discussion about what is the appropriate source of funds for these settlements. And for the utilities, there's obviously limits under the charter for what the funds can be used for. And so in an abundance of caution, we believe that we should not use the Water Bureau's ratepayer funds for that. And instead, it's better at this point because there are general fund resources available to use those.
And your view would be different if there had been a clear finding from risk management of liability?
If there had been a clear finding by risk management on liability, then perhaps the risk fund would have been an appropriate place. But because risk had made the finding that they did, the risk management fund was a difficult fund to tap. And because of the ratepayer limitations, the water fund was difficult to tap. There was, given the timing, this general fund balance that was available. And so in an abundance of caution, in order to find a resolution so that these claims could get paid in a timely way, the general fund was identified as a reasonable source.
Okay, well, again, I support the decision to settle these claims. I have some ongoing concerns about the decision to use general fund rather than Water Bureau resources, but given the timing of this, I'm satisfied with your explanation for now, so thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Colleagues, are there any amendments anybody would like to put on the table to the OEO? Public testimony on this item, Carla?
Yes, we have two people signed up for 583, Charles Bridgecrane Johnson and Maggie.
And folks, today we'll go to 2 minutes for testimony because we have like the longest agenda I've ever seen. So keep your remarks 2 minutes, please. We are talking about the ordinance 583, the resolution 584. That is correct.
I've got a separate sign-up sheet for 584.
We've read them together, so anybody who'd like to testify on 583 or 584, this is their opportunity to do so. Good morning.
Good morning. Charles Bridgecrane Johnson, and it's not every day that I get to come here and testify. And, but here we are. So, liability. Given, you know, we have not talked about the tragic situation for certain parks and recreation employees, and I hope that regardless of how much of a long shot it may be, that if September comes and we have laid off employees, I hope they will have the moral vision to sue this city for money from the Water Bureau or the General Fund, either one. I think Commissioner Fish's thinking is very clear and rational, that when a water main breaks, it's unlikely that anybody is going to challenge in court that the Water Bureau's funds should be used to compensate people who have suffered damages from a water main break. It's not a very long stretch of logic to say that the Water Bureau has a duty to be informed about the status of its at-risk pipes. It was unable to properly find the risk there and mitigate it. And so the burden for these damages does lie solely with the Water Bureau. And it's sad to see money go out of the general fund for a city that can't even maintain all of its community centers open coming this fall. I know that you've had to do some hard work and make some trade-offs, but I really don't think that this city council can take pride in the outcomes from this budget. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Hi, Maggie, Portland, homeless town hall. So the water main breaks and, you know, someone has to be responsible. Flint, Michigan, you know, they did their damage to the lower income communities. And they have to be responsible for that, but they made the communities take them all the way to the Supreme Court because they didn't want to pay for the damage they did. Okay, so we've got these contractors who violate their contracts. Like we've got bathrooms down again at the Salvation Army. We know it's closing. But you can sue those contractors, or, you know, some lawyer out there can sue you guys because you didn't monitor your contractors when they were violating their contracts. Thank you.
Morning.
Good morning, Jeanne Kinnett. Okay, trying to remember when I left Salem. It was a while ago. But before I left, it seems to me that they had said, some of the homeowners up here in St. John's said, that their water rates went up 3 times in 1 year. I haven't asked anybody about this lately, but it seems to me that I agree. If it's a main, it shouldn't come from a slush fund. It should come from the water people. That's all I'm going to say. I just don't know how you guys do the money. Maybe I do need charts, man.
Very good. Thank you. Does that complete?
I have two more. Lightning and Onisha Cochran.
I was on 584. That's my question. She didn't read my name. I was on 584.
Yeah, that's fine. Come on.
Okay.
Morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. On that water main again, Commissioner Fish made it very clear it should have come out of the Water Bureau or the Risk Management Fund. And again, the attorney said something about the charter. We need to look at that, and we don't really have the time. So I kind of question that at the end of this. And I think what we're seeing here is that, you know, we're following the Oregon State local budget law, and I guess you can maneuver the funds around the way you feel appropriate, but I don't feel this is appropriate. Now, again, the overall amount we're transferring is, again, from the Transportation Operating Fund of $11,500,000. So the small amount on the water main is only $250,000. Now, what I have a problem with the transferring the funds when we're using the term on grant funds and using those type of terms is that I'd like to have more of a study from the federal and the state level on, are we getting the appropriate funds from the federal level in the last couple years? And is that due to the relationship that Mayor Wheeler has with our good friend President Trump? And so I'm pointing the finger at the mayor and I'm asking, do you know how much money we've gotten in the last 2 years compared to in the last 4 years? And is our number down? Is that why we're having to come up with money now to cover, which I would consider almost losses here, of not getting the appropriate federal funds? And so I'd like to have a study done on that in the last 2 years, and I'll point the finger at Mayor Wheeler. If we're not getting adequate federal funding anymore, it's because of your relationship with President Trump and not understanding your job is also to make sure that we have that flow of federal funding coming to the city from the federal government and the state, and that is all your jobs up here. That's why you're sitting up here as elected officials.
Thank you.
Officials.
Your time's up. Good morning.
So, one-term mayor.
Good morning. My name is Onisha Cochran, and as a woman of the African-American community, I beseech you to take a very close look at the budgeting as it pertains to the African-American community. I realize 584 is geared toward Wilsonville. However, people in Portland are suffering from lack of budgeting as it pertains to the health and well-being of your African-American citizens. Are you aware that a prominent African-American leader and executive director of Miracles Club is dying in his house with days to live because his organization does not offer insurance? Most nonprofit organizations do not offer insurance. He served this community well almost 30 years, and he never was able to go to the hospital like the rest of us. I think that is implorable. Many things are affecting the African-American women in this community for lack of appropriate services, namely the Diane Wade House. Mayor is one of the highest elected officials. I would like to discuss this with you. My last item on my agenda is for Coffee Creek inmates. 85% of the inmates in Coffee Creek are there because of drug-related issues. However, drug treatment is not offered on a macro level to inmates who have done time in Coffee Creek. And that is a huge problem. They get out with nowhere to go and with no beginning to understand how to deal with their drug treatment. And I think these are issues that need attention as well.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Any further discussion on the ordinance 583? That is an emergency ordinance, so I'm going to hold off on that for a moment because we need Commissioner Udaly to come into the room. Any further discussion on the resolution 584? Oh, you have more to add? Well, okay, I don't believe we have any, so at this point, we'll just call the roll on 584, the resolution, please.
Fish?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. this is not Pirates Day, is it?
Sorry.
I vote aye. The resolution is adopted, 584, and we need Commissioner Udaly for 583.
I don't even know what I was thinking of saying there.
I don't know if I want to know.
It's not even 10:30.
Greetings.
My apologies.
No worries. Carla, could you please call the roll on item number 583, the ordinance?
Fish.
Well, this is a pretty straightforward ordinance, and again, I want to be clear. I support the council decision to reimburse property owners affected by the water main break. I believe I have a respectful disagreement about where the options that we have available to us in terms of where the funds come from. However, based on the position that the city attorney's taken and explained to us, I'm satisfied for now, and I'll want to revisit this question in the future, and so I'll vote aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz.
Commissioner Fish, I sincerely appreciate you raising these questions, all of which I also discussed with staff. Let's have a fuller discussion under the Water Bureau item later on today. Thank you very much to staff. Thank you, Director Kennard, for all of your work on the budget, and also Jane Murray Ford. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. We'll now move to item